Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Nice to have you with us today. I think you're going to find this show a pretty fascinating show, to say the least. We have a remarkable author who is our guest today. Let me just mention a few things to begin with. You may know this, but your soul path is the iteration of your soul through the centuries, where we've been, what we've learned, and what we've come back to do. It's kind of how we navigate our soul's physical journey. At least that's what I've been told. But imagine, on that journey, you meet someone you remember from your soul's past, and they remembered you, too. And that person kept saying, "Why is this happening? I don't understand it." That's what Loretta Harrington said. Loretta is the author of a book called Peace of Soul Through the Heart, A Soul's Journey, and it recounts the story of a remarkable experience and a friendship that Loretta and this other person built together. Meeting someone for the very first time and knowing that you've known them before, that was the shock, says Loretta. When she was in the presence of Zora, she felt a very strong connection, and it was very disconcerting. She had not experienced something like that before, and her existing belief system, she says, was completely, totally rocked. Loretta continued to work through this experience with her soul path consultant, a lady named Alice DeVille, to help her understand why things like this happening. She says it's an awakening, and it will turn your world upside down for a while, but it's about you and what you want to do with it. She saw it as God's will. We established a lasting friendship, and then we began discussing this connection, and they took it very slowly. Loretta says most people who have experiences like this, and it's more people than you would think, choose not to pursue the relationship because it's too scary and challenging. For her, it opened up a whole different horizon. She made the decision to continue, and they have stayed in touch since 2009, and they ended up sponsoring his residency, and 2 years ago, this gentleman became a citizen. Zora, who was originally from Georgia, told Loretta he had felt so alone in this country until he met her. Most people would call it deja vu, I guess. But souls evolve, and we have to let go of our apprehensions and trust our intuition much more. And that's what it's all about. We come back, hopefully, to do better work. We are really delighted to have as our guest today Loretta Harrington, who's on the line with us from her residence in Fairfax, Virginia, in the Washington, D.C. area, to talk about this remarkable book that she has written called, again, Peace of Soul Through the Heart, A Soul's Journey. It's an amazing story, and let's find out more about it and how all this came about. Our guest, Loretta Harrington. Loretta, good afternoon. How are you today? Nice to have you with us.
Well, I'm well, Doug. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how all of this began with you. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself. You live in the Washington area. Do you work? Are you a housewife? What's your story at the moment?
Well, I work for a nonprofit called the World Institute on Disability, and this is work that I continued when I left George Bush in 43 administration, stayed with this work, and the work of my organization is to promote the employment of people with disabilities. So we look at policies and regulations and help open doors for people who want to work.
Okay. Had you at any point in your life up to now or recently ever thought you would write a book?
Never did I think I'd write a book.
I'm sure. Most people don't.
No.
But it's remarkable when you get something in your system that tells you I have to do this. Let's find out a little bit about your story. How did this all begin for you? Take me through the path.
Sure. It began in 2009. I left government exhausted from 8 years of working for a president, which is a privilege no matter who's in the White House. And my dad was ill. He was dying. And so I commuted from Fairfax to the Philadelphia area for several weeks in 2009. Came to a point where we realized that I needed to have some assistance. And so we contacted the hospice, and they put us in touch with an agency, and one thing led to another. And we began interviewing some caregivers. And I just didn't want a caregiver. I wanted somebody who truly, truly understood me and my family. So we were introduced to Zora Selakwadze, who had done this work, an immigrant from the country of Georgia. And I recall when he was walking up the steps to my father's house, I had a cold feeling run through me. I recognized this young man and began to try to figure out, where did I know this person from? I'm from Philadelphia, but this individual's from another country. So we proceeded on, talked, felt very comfortable with him, and he worked side by side with me caring for my dad, and he was with me when my dad's soul passed to the next life. So we formed a bond through this experience. And we've stayed in touch. We have we've gone through a lot together, and a lot of it has been discovering why the two of us were meant to meet and to stay together. I felt that I needed to write about it.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. You felt you had a connection. Say his name again. You kind of went through it pretty quick. It's an interesting name. Tell me his name again.
Yes, Zora Selakwadze. Zora is the first name, Selakwadze, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, he's from Georgia. Now, just for our information, how old, is he a young man? Is he a middle-aged man?
Yes.
How would you
Zora was, at the time, he was 27 at the time we met.
And you say he had been doing this kind of work, that is, kind of like an angel coming in, helping people who needed help in their homes?
Yes, he had done that for other families as well, understanding that when an immigrant comes to this country, they find themselves having to do work that they didn't necessarily think they would do, but one thing led to another, and that's how we met.
And you felt something really unique when you first met him. Do you think he felt that at the same time or not?
No, he didn't. He knew that there was that he wanted to stay in touch with us. He asked to stay in touch with me, and I agreed to it. He didn't really understand why he was drawn to me and to my family, and so I had taken a course on Soul Path through Alice DeVille, and so I was more tuned in, more intuitive than he was. And when I consulted with Alice, I said, "How do I work this through?" And she said, "Step by step. His soul knows you, but he's not fully recognizing you yet, whereas your soul fully recognizes him." So that's what we did. We worked through it step by step, conversation by conversation, and he kept asking me, "Doug, why is this happening? Why are we staying in touch?" And my response each and every time was, "This is God's will, Zora. You were meant to enter into my life, and I was meant to be in your life. Let's just see where it goes. Let's see where it takes us. If we still feel that we want to develop a deeper friendship and relationship, it will happen. We won't force anything." And that was in 2009, and here we are today, still very close.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here. I'm going to interrupt the story to ask you about taking a course in Soul Path. Now, you had done this before you met him?
I did, yes, through Alice DeVille.
That's very interesting. A lot of people won't know who Alice DeVille is who are listening to this show, so it might help if you tell us a little bit about her. But first off, what was it that prompted your interest or gave you an interest in learning about Soul Path? Because here again, this is something else a lot of people have never even heard of before. And you've taken a course on it. Why did you do that?
Yes, I did. Call it deja vu. Call it those aha moments. Call it when, describe it as you enter a room and some people you connect with and others you don't. All my life, I felt that I had something more to do. I had moments of deja vu. I had memories that would flood my mind at various times, and I could not figure out why this was happening. I knew I didn't care for some people. I felt more or less that it was something that I had a problem with. Well, no, that's not the case. So I was introduced to her some years ago, and we began our work together, and she gradually introduced me into the concepts of souls and our paths and how many of us really don't wake up to the idea. But I'm very intuitive, and I wanted to learn more. And that's when I began studying with her to learn why these things happen in our lives and to understand it. Some are good, some are not so good. But our lives are not our own. We come here and we learn, and we're bound to others, those that in the past and those that in the present. And so those strong feelings of deja vu, Doug, just would not go away.
Have you had this kind of feeling with other people before you met Zora?
What I had was moments of deja vu where I felt I've been in a certain place before and I've been with other people before. And I just couldn't quite place them. With him, this was beyond that. It was a, let's just say, spark flew. I just knew it. I just knew that there was something more deep here in this than a casual working relationship.
Well, you're spiking my interest here. Obviously, you felt something toward him. You weren't quite sure what it was. He had similar feelings. Did a relationship, did this develop into more than just a friendship? Or explain a little bit about that to me.
Well, it's a friendship. I'm married. My husband's a retired Marine. We've been married for a number of years. And that was the scary part, Doug, finding such a connection and trying to explain that to a spouse and the husband. I mean, let's be honest, this rocks anybody's world, and it rocked my world.
No kidding.
And so, yeah, but I felt that it was the best thing was to be transparent. And my husband is a very trusting man. He trusts me. We've been separated because of his military deployments. We have a solid relationship. I will tell you, I don't think he honestly bought off on this at the very beginning. And I wouldn't blame him. And I don't blame him. But what I did was I brought Zora into his life. And I wanted him to see Zora through my eyes. And through the years, they have and continue to have a strong relationship. Rick takes it more like a mentoring relationship because he's mentored many a Marine. And so he's looking at this young man as an opportunity to mentor and to bring him along. He loves Zora. He truly loves him, and he wants the best for him. So having Rick bring Zora into his life was a victory for me. I don't know how I could maintain the friendship if I didn't have Rick's trust and full confidence that we could manage this relationship.
Well, tell me about what really developed out of this. I mean, when I first read your story, I thought, well, this is a story of somebody who is meeting someone new for the first time, and it develops into where they may have known each other in a previous life thousands of years ago. This is not like that then, is it, or is it?
Well, it is. I had some work done in terms of where we had met in previous lives in Europe and in Japan. Oddly enough, I lived in Japan for 2 years. Our souls go back centuries, and at various times, he was my sister, he was my aunt, he was my mother, and so that's called regression analysis, and that's what I've had done on a very preliminary level. So yes, the connection goes back centuries. We were both personalities, we're free spirits, very committed to improving the world and doing what we could to raise the voices against injustice. So that was part of our connection, and it's still part of our work today, raising our voices against injustice. And keep in mind, he came from a former Soviet Union country. So he saw the oppression of communism, and he was there for the revolution when the Russians left Georgia in 1991-92 time frame, and the Rose Revolution took place, where they threw out the last vestiges of communism. So he was there on the streets raising his voice, seeking freedom. And that's what we find very much in common for those who are freedom-loving people and seeking those freedoms that we cherish.
Well, you know what is so fascinating about this, and a lot of people there are a lot of people who really who study this, who believe in this, who believe in that we've all had past lives. It's funny, I was chatting with a very, very, very highly regarded doctor less than a week ago, who is convinced he was a surgeon in Egypt 3,800 years ago. And he is just totally, and he remembers incidents from that experience, that life he had. You obviously believe this as well, that you believe you've had other lives, as I gather, and that Zora has too, and that you were together in previous lives. Am I right? Am I on the right track?
You are on the right track, Doug. Yes, you are.
I find it amazing, absolutely amazing. Do you remember anything specific? You know, you said he was at one point your sister, then your aunt, then your mother. Talk a little bit about that. That's pretty hard to understand. Tell me about that.
It is hard to understand. Remember, the soul remembers, but as a physical person, we don't always have those memories. Like the doctor that you mentioned a moment ago, he's very fortunate in as much as he has those memories. What I have are lessons learned from those experiences, and those lessons that evolved through the iterations and are with me today. I have not gone into the deep regression to that point that the doctor has. It can be done. I just have chosen not to do that. So my memories are mostly from lessons that I've learned and feelings that I have. What's right? What's wrong? Don't go there. You'll gain no value from this experience. So those are the things that I have learned through my past lives.
And by the way, on the subject of past lives, do you have any idea how many past lives you've had, or how many you think you've had? Recall?
Yes, I've had about four or five that Alice has been able to trace. And so I have I've kind of traveled the world, as you say, and interesting enough, I was so fascinated by this that I had my DNA done, and my DNA is now it's traced back to the Caucasian area, that is Georgia, and my DNA tracks it through that area, through Europe. Mostly northern Europe. That's over 70% of my DNA is from that part of the world. I don't have any DNA traces to Japan. I have some DNA traces to Ireland, but most is from the Caucasian area up through Europe. Amazing, fascinating.
Amazing.
Validation.
Amazing. Let me ask you another question. I've often wondered about this. And I've talked to numerous people who do past life regressions. Is there a specific amount of time that elapses between past lives, or can it be fairly close? I mean, is it 100 years? Is it 1,000 years? Or can it be 20 years between lives? Do you know? How would you answer that?
I've been told that it's up to the soul to decide when the soul wants to return and continue the work. Some souls don't come back for centuries. Some come back sooner than others. It depends on what the soul wants to do in their next life. That's what I've been told. So there's no finite answer to your question. It really depends on the soul.
Interesting. Did you study this or learn about this or believe in this when you were growing up or earlier
No.
in your life? I assume, you know, you're not an elderly lady, but I mean, you're not a child. You're not a young person. This person you met was young. You said he was 27 when you met him in 2009. I assume you were probably twice his age at that point. That's
yes.
a guess.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, when you were growing up, did you have an interest in this kind of thing?
No. When I was growing up, Doug, I had numerous episodes of deja vu as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And that never left me. When I became an adult, I still had those deja vu moments, those aha moments, and I began reading about it, and I had the good fortune of talking to someone about it, because let's be honest. This is not something that you sit around a dinner table and discuss with just anyone.
That's for sure,
There are religious considerations. I'm Roman Catholic. I have no concerns about how this affects my religious beliefs. None whatsoever. I talked to a priest about it. Totally understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I began to read on my own and then had the opportunity to talk with someone who then introduced me to Alice, who I began working with over 15 years ago. And she's also of the same faith, so I felt a kinship here, and I felt that there was nothing that she was going to present to me that would conflict with my religious beliefs. And there hasn't been, and I don't expect there ever will be. She is the individual that has studied this for most of her life, and she has guided others through this journey, with kindness, with empathy, and with understanding. She will not tell you more than what you can't handle. And so
okay.
it's an evolution.
Interesting. I'm prompted to ask you, how has this experience, what you've gone through here, has it changed your life at all in any way?
Oh, it has. Oh, yes, it has. First of all, it's restored my faith. It's restored my faith in others. It has renewed my faith in humanity, that with all that we experience every day, life is not, this world is really shook up right now, but there are souls and there are kind people that you're attracted to, that you choose to be with. Yes, you don't ignore what's going on around us, but we have to put it in perspective. What's happening in this world today is a lesson for all of us, and this relationship has opened my eyes to, let's say, I love a little bit deeper now than I did before. I understand that there are more kindnesses in this world than I was willing to accept. And quite frankly, I'm taking a little bit more slower these days, only because I want to learn and absorb what's going on around me and understand it. So it has changed my life. In fact, interesting you asked that question. Zora asked me that question. He said, what has changed for you? What did I bring to you? What is it that you like about me the most? He asked me this question many years later, and I said, Zora, what you brought to me was a gift of love, and you've restored my faith, and you make me laugh, and you made me look at other people through a different lens, not so critical. He's a poet, by the way, so he's a bit of a romantic, and we could all use a little more romance in our lives, so that's what he brought to my life, a sense of positiveness, and it is absolutely uplifting to see someone who grasps every day, who looks at every day as a gift, who knows that tomorrow he has another opportunity to succeed. Not having that opportunity as a high school or a university student in his country, no opportunity to succeed, and wanting to succeed and taking the chance. And I will say this, this is a risk. And taking a risk to bring someone into your family, my whole family knows Zora, loves Zora. And by the way, Zora is now married and has a child, and we were all part of that, is something that they took on. They wanted him to stay with us as well, and they knew that I wanted it, and they knew that when my father drew his last breath, it was Zora who was next to me, and that bond won't be broken. He will be with me when I take my last breath. I'm convinced of it.
Well, that's an incredible story you have to tell. I must tell you, it really is amazing. And now you've written a book about this. You said you never had any thought of writing a book. We only have a couple of minutes left. How long did it take you to write this book? And did you sit down and did it just flow out or what?
It flew out. It was about 3 months. I sat down and just began to write. It was a bit of a healing process. I wanted to work through the doubts that I had about this experience. I wrote again. I would get up in the night. I'd write jot down a few notes. I'd get to the computer the next morning. I write, and decided to self-publish it in about 3 months' time.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. By the way, what have you had friends who've read the book yet? And
yes.
What do they say to you? What kind of feedback do you get?
What they said to me is they said, thank you for writing this book. Thank you for sharing your passion and your emotion. And thank you for opening up our way of thinking. I never would have thought about something like this. Every single person that has read my book, most have been my family and friends and my book club, said they've had these experiences in their lives, but they were a little too afraid to experience it. But we sat down one night and we talked about my book, and every single woman in that book club said, I've had these experiences myself, and thanks for putting it in writing, and thank you for validating it. This is not something we should be afraid of.
Amazing. That's just an amazing story. Loretta Harrington from Fairfax, Virginia, thank you for being a guest with us today. Loretta's book is called Peace of Soul Through the Heart, A Soul's Journey. It's available on Amazon, and you can connect with Loretta on Facebook. Again, what a remarkable story. A lot to think about. Loretta, thanks. It's been a delight having you as a guest. We really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Yes, we certainly do. That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time. Till then, have a wonderful day. Bye for now.